Thank you very much. We have three small edits to propose to this article. First of all, let me say that with regard to paragraph one, we fully support the text as drafted with the modifications proposed by the president of the working group. But with regard to paragraph two and subparagraph 2A, we consider that there's a need to improve the text of this, both two paragraphs. We see that these paragraphs, they seem to link any kind of exploitation of natural resources, including those by peasants, to a social and environmental impact assessment analysis. And we consider that that's not necessarily all traditional practices of peasants, of traditional communities that have to be submitted to a social and environmental impact assessment. In addition, we considered that the expression in subparagraph A, an expression independent entities, lacks definition. Just to mention the case of Brazil, well, this would mean the Brazilian Institute for Environmental and Renewable Natural Resources, IBAMA, which is independent. It's a public agency, and it is in charge of environmental impact assessments in protected areas, including those occupied by traditional communities. So in this context, and with line with Article 14, paragraph 1A of the Convention on Biological Diversity, which we believe is one of the sources of this article in this draft declaration, we would propose the following edits in paragraph 2. In paragraph 2, to delete any before exploitation, so state shall take measures to ensure that exploitation of natural resources, and after permitted, between commas, to add as far as possible, comma, and as applicable, comma. So this paragraph would read, state shall take measures to ensure that exploitation of natural resources that peasants and other people working in rural areas traditionally hold or use is permitted as far as possible and as applicable based on. That will be paragraph 2. So with regard to 2A, in order to clarify the scope of technically capable independent entities, we propose to add just after entities established under applicable domestic law, or as an alternative, as defined at the national level. So the paragraph A would read, a social and environmental impact assessment duly conducted by technically capable and independent entities established under applicable domestic law, comma, with the individual and collective involvement of peasants and other people working in rural areas. Our third edit will be in subparagraph B. We will propose to add a reference to ILO Convention 169, which regulates prior informed consent. So consultations in good faith in accordance with Article 2, 3 of the present declaration and ILO Convention 169. This will be our proposals. Thank you.